The Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these things are true and faithful." Again, and he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Allow me today to focus your attention on the word new. The word new in relation to God and his chosen person has the following meaning. New is eternal, holy, imperishable, unchanged in its condition, triumphing with God, pure, chaste, genuine, righteous, faithful, and continual, unchanging, immovable, firm, and ruling over time. Let us today look at seven components that are presented here. And the first component means that, according to the existing statement, the word new in relation to the name of God and to the new Jerusalem in the face of God's chosen remnant is considered as something eternal and non-living. Yesterday in communication, Apostle Arcadia said that God endows a spirit reborn of God, which has come to the full measure of the stature of Christ, with the same names and titles that he himself has, so that then he can take this innermost man and clothe us in the face of this innermost new spiritual man, so that he can clothe our perishable body, so that we could begin to have those same titles that God has in order to share with him eternity. I won't, of course, share all, because this all sounded very new with its depth. Of course, with its width, length. But this will soon be the property of that revelation that Apostle Arcadia is going to express in his sermon. Second, the word new in the relationship of a person with God embraces and carries within itself the virginal purity of the heart or intactness. Let's look at this word new as virgin purity. Psalm 73:1. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. "For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." And here, this pure virgin is presented as a person who is freed from dead works, who is freed from the false strongholds of salvation, and not even talking yet about our own understandings that do not coincide with the truth. Third, the word new and the relationship of a person with God contains and carries in itself constancy and loyalty to each other. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever." How do we define that we have imperishability that abides in us and is going to abide in us forever? It is expressed in consistency. A person that is not consistent is a person in whom there is not imperishability. Imperishability is defined through brotherly love, for example. This means that we have gone from a state of death to a state of life. And also a very important component, consistency. Consistency, or continuity, is one of the first signs according to which God defines that imperishability dwells in us. And this imperishability, in the format of the quality of consistency, will move on with us into eternity. The fourth component, the word new, in a person's relationship with God encompasses and bears in itself a combination of purity with the righteousness of the heart. Revelation 19:7-8, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." And Revelation 21:2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Here we see this present in fine linen, clean and bright. Fine linen is when we accept justification correctly, when we accept the work of redemption. And pure is when we reveal the fruit of righteousness that we grow from the seed of the correctly accepted justification. And now through the fruit of righteousness, we allow grace to reign in our hearts. That's why this is a very important component. This pure linen, or fine linen, clean and bright. Pure and then bright. Because first we have justification, and then the fruit of righteousness. Fifth, the word new, in the relationship of a person with God, encompasses and carries within itself the unity of thoughts and hearts between saints. Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 19 and 20. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Each time when I heard this place of scripture while being a child, I was very angry at preachers. I said to them inside, I don't have a stony heart. I have a flesh heart. I have a pulse. Why are you lying to me? That the Lord is going to take away my stony heart and he's going to give me a flesh one. Well, I feel the pulse. But the fact that we feel a pulse does not mean that we have a heart of flesh. When we are born again, we all are born with a stony heart. A flesh heart is defined through a new spirit, and we can receive a new spirit in unity with saints, at the head of which stands a person who presents the fatherhood of God. So, the fact that we feel a pulse, one day we will stop feeling it. It turns out that we will realize that, Lord, this whole time my heart was stony. A heart of flesh is one that has a pulse that reflects the pulse of Jesus Christ. And how do I define the full pulse of Jesus Christ? Through hearing what God says, through the person whom God has delegated to represent his fatherhood. Sixth, the word new in the relationship of man with God contains and carries within itself the immutability and inviolability of the promises of God. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. This means that God is unchanging in relation to the calling of hope of eternal life. All that deals with eternity, he says that I am an unchanging God, and we know that the calling of our hope is also a part of eternity. This is one of the important ingredients that we can receive in time. This is the hope of our calling. This is the clothing of our body made with hands into a body made without hands. So God will allow us in eternity to come to time, and he says that if this is eternity, then this means that what I have promised, I will fulfill. And God will and wants to show in time that he is unchanging in his word with regard to unchanging hope that is comprised of the fact that our perishable bodies and our body made with hands will be clothed by a body made without hands here on earth. And seventh, the word new in the relationship of a person with God encompasses and carries within itself the rule of eternity over time. Revelation chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. Again, we will highlight for ourselves that time will no longer exist. There exists a big difference when time is at the mercy of a person and when a person is at the mercy of time. If a man redeemed by God does not possess time, then time takes possession of him to his defeat and shame. We right now are going to sing up Psalm and thank God that we have the great privilege to demonstrate before God that we are New Jerusalem. And why did I take this from the sermon of Pastor Kadi, specifically the seven principles? Only to show specifically the seventh point. All of them are important, but the seventh point. This is our authority over time. Our authority over time we can prove not because we look well for our age. This is not possession over time. Our temperature rises, we ate something wrong, and it's difficult to look in the mirror. But a possession or authority over time is authority over days, because if the day rules over us, this means that time rules over us. But if money does not rule over us, then the time does not rule over us. Therefore, right now we are going to stand, praise God, and honor Him with tithes and offerings, saying that we are the New Jerusalem and time does not possess us. I, with great joy, will repeat after Pastor Arkady that each time the people of Israel had honored God with tithes and offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses or the temple of Solomon, they were called to, according to the words of Moses, which he had received as a revelation from God, to raise their hands over their offerings and to proclaim one proclamation that they were faithful to for thousands of years. We, being that same Israel, tied to that same root, drinking from the same olive tree, will do the same thing. Please raise your right hand, a symbol of your righteous act, and please pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated the tithes from my home and have brought them into your home, so that your home may have food. I do not give impurely. I do not give for the dead. I rejoice that I have the privilege to express my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your word, I plead that your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessings come down abundantly upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.